Good morning. It's been quite a morning. Not what we expected. Last night was not what we expected, but it's good that that you are here. We determined, the elders determined this morning that we would have service for those who could make it, and it is good to, and I even had some comment that, you know, maybe this is especially what I need on a morning like this, because we do have trouble out there, but we have a God that's bigger than our troubles, all our troubles, including today's. He's bigger than that, and He's promised to be with us. And so, in fact, our monthly devotional memory verse, Psalm 107:1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. I don't have the rest of that, but we know it. So God's love, it endures today, and we'll need it today. And so, you know, I just start out by reminding you, I know you know this, but keep praying for people, because however you're doing at your house, there are those who've had it worse over the night, and we have a lot who are struggling in different ways. And so just to be able to be here puts us ahead of a lot of people. And so we're going to be praying for people. We're also going to be doing some serving. Now's the time to serve. We'll leave here and figure out, you know, who needs what, and prioritize and pull together. And but we'll put our God at the front of it, because that's where we always need Him. So this morning, I want to talk about dads. Of course, it's Father's Day. If you've forgotten that, it is still Father's Day. We have for our fathers, and you may know of a father that you could bless today, but we have headlamps in the foyer on the table. Would have been real handy last night. So we had a real good thought. We just didn't time it quite right. But those headlamps, just a good little gift for our dads to bless them on this day. And I'll tell you right now, if you think Elliot's the kind of preacher that can change his lesson at the last minute and come up with a really appropriate one for today in lieu of what's going on outside, he's not that guy. So we're going to talk about fathers today, and I may give a plug that's especially appropriate for our current day, but we're going to talk about fathers. So things you may not know about dads, I'll start you out with this one. Dads hate stopping on road trips, because then all the vehicles they worked hard to pass the last hour get back ahead of them. That's absolutely spot on. That's a tough deal. And we just have to work harder when we get back on the road after that. And then I saw this. This I did not plan for today, but this is super appropriate for the line workers. But his younger daughter found out what he did for a living, so she made him wings so he would be safe. And a good dad will wear his daughter's wings. And then you may have heard, you know, some statistics which they consistently show the value and importance of fatherhood. 39%, so these are children who grow up with involved fathers, 39% more likely to earn mostly A's in school, 45% less likely to repeat a grade, 60% less likely to be suspended or expelled from school, 2 times as likely to go to college or find stable and find stable employment after high school, 75% less likely to have a teen birth, and 80% less likely to spend time in jail. Those are impressive numbers. There's a strong correlation in involved fathers and a blessing to children. And if you had a good involved father in your life who gave you a good example, you need to thank God for that. I have that, and it has blessed me all my life. And I didn't do anything to earn that. And so what a blessing good fathers are. In our scripture reading today, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. I want to remind fathers, if you are a father, you are blessed for the privilege to be a father. That's a blessing. Not everyone gets to experience that and be blessed by that. And so fatherhood is a wonderful thing. And number two, if you're a father, of course, you are here. And I want to commend you for this day. You're trying to lead your family toward God in a godly way. And you're here for a purpose, and you're here for a reason. And that's what we want. And so good job, fathers. And I know today's a different, kind of a unique day, but that's still a true thing. I see a lot of dads with us this morning. So I want to tell you three things that you may not know about dads. And the first one is, dads care more than you think. Dads care more than you think. Psalm 103:13 says, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. And so this scripture reminds us, we start out by being reminded and told our God is a compassionate God. And so when you struggle, when you hurt, when you fail, whoever you are, when you pray to Almighty, he's a compassionate father. But that also reminds us, you notice a statement here that's made that, hey, fathers are compassionate too. And I venture to say that dads care more deeply, they care more and they love more deeply than they communicate, than they tend to communicate. And I know that's true about me. I'll speak for me as a dad. I care more deeply than I can easily put into words. And so I want to say to the fathers this morning, I want to encourage you to communicate your love for your family and others, but for you to communicate it better, for you to do what's not comfortable, for what is in your heart and in your mind that you would express it, because it is a blessing. I know, you know, as an example, growing up, one way my dad blessed me in a tremendous way is he would repeatedly, and usually at times where I've maybe gotten in trouble for something, and after the correction, after the punishment, after the, you know, there's the tears and then there's the healing, but in that, after the punishment and consequence, he would consistently tell me, "You're a good boy." And for a child growing up, to have a parent consistently express their, you know, their love and encouragement and admiration to that child, that's a big deal. And so dads, I want to encourage the dads to do that more. All right, second thing you may not know about fathers. Dads hurt more than you know. Men do not want to show weakness. In fact, you've heard the phrase, when a person has a good cry. Have you heard those two words put together? A good cry. I don't think you've ever heard a man say good cry, because to men, cry is not good, and there's no way to have a good cry. Now, I'm kind of speaking in generality here, because now understanding crying is a natural release of emotion. It's the way God created us. It's for a purpose. And I think there's deep parts to that. But most men, a good cry is not something we experience. We experience bad cries. Because when a man cries, it means he can't hold it in anymore. And he will do everything within his power to hold it in. I will sometimes cry watching a movie. And when that happens, I'm sad and I'm mad at the same time, because I don't like to cry. And this movie has brought me to that point. And it could be, it'll be a movie that'll surprise you. Toy Story 3, there's a part in that movie. I tell you, I'm thumbs down. Thumbs down on Toy Story 3. Not because there's anything controversial in that one, except it made me cry. I don't like to cry. Watched a romantic comedy recently. It was a good movie. It's called Forever My Girl. Forever My Girl. Good movie. Lots of comedy. Lots of romantic. It made me boo-hoo. And so I give it 1 star for that. Couldn't give it 5 stars. It made me cry. Men don't like to cry. Why is that? It's in our nature to be strong. A man's and a father's natural strength, can't can't find a better word, is physical and emotional strength. That's our advantage. That's a natural thing that we can do well. And so it's in our nature, it's in man's nature to be strong with our emotions. But I want to tell you that what that means is dads hurt more than you realize, because dads don't want to show you that they are hurting. And so emotionally, they may be struggling more than we know. So Psalm 34:17 says, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." And so to dads, I want to remind you, when you struggle, when you feel weak, when you fail, your God is near. And we need to turn to Him. We need to turn to God, because God, He is near the brokenhearted. God wants to strengthen us. And it may be a burden that you as a father, you carry by yourself in trying to lead your family. Maybe a private burden that you carry, but God knows about it. And then to everyone, I want to remind you, fathers are commonly referred to as a family's rock. It's a family's rock because when things go haywire, guess who's stable? Dad is. Guess who's strong? Dad is. When everyone's falling apart and it's overwhelming, guess who is still steady at the helm? Dad is. That's a good thing. But I remind you, dads still feel deeply, and so don't always assume they're okay. It's a good thing to check on your dad, to say, "Dad, how are you doing?" He's going to look like he's doing fine, because that's in his nature. But he may need encouragement, maybe a big blessing for someone to ask. All right, and number three, dads need more support than you realize. Part of being a father is a role of leading, trying to lead your family. And I want to read a verse on this that will seem, at first glance, it may seem out of place. So, and this one is a challenging one, so stay with me. Don't anyone walk out. But verse 18, "So wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." There's something here for everyone. By the way, I don't think there's anything for mothers. So we have wives, we have husbands, so they might not even have children. And you have children obeying, and then we have fathers. So if you're a dad, you have you probably or likely have a couple things here talking to you. Here's the first thing I want to point out. Wives are told to serve. Submit to your husbands. Husbands are told to serve. Love your wives. When Scripture says love your wife, it doesn't mean feel warm and fuzzy toward your wife. It means sacrificial love. 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, love is does not envy, it does not boast, keeps no record of wrongs. Love is sacrificial. We're to love our wives like Christ loved the church, laid down His life for the church. Christ washed the apostles' feet. Christ showed us how to love, and it's through service. Husbands, if this said husbands, serve your wives, surprisingly, that might change the whole meaning for us, but it shouldn't, because that's what love is. Husbands, you serve your wives by loving them. Do not be harsh with them. Children, you serve by obeying your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children. So every instruction here is difficult. I want to say that. Every instruction is difficult. And I also want to say every instruction is about serving. It's about saying no to yourself and yes to this other one and serving in my role. Fathers, your role is to lead, but you lead through servant leadership. Wives, your role is to support. You're serving by supporting. Children, your role is to serve by obeying. Everyone has a role. And I want to remind us that serving is at the heart of Christianity. It's at the heart of Christianity. No one is exempt from it. No Christian. No matter if you're a mother, father, husband, or you're single, or whatever your status, you're a child, no one is exempt from serving. We're all to serve. And I will sometimes tell people and refer to people, and I do it, I'll tell someone that they are a humble servant. I did that this past week a few times. And when I say that, I mean it. Now, I'm also being, I'm not being sarcastic at all, and I'm not trying to be funny at all. I may be a little lighthearted in the moment, but I'm dead serious about trying to compliment someone. You're a humble servant. And I do firmly believe the greatest title we could ever achieve in life, it would not be some great leader, a great teacher, a great person who serves to protect and keep our population safe. It wouldn't be fire and rescue. It wouldn't be a senator or congressman or congresswoman or president. Whatever, you could cure cancer and you would not have the greatest title you can achieve in life. The greatest title is to be a humble servant of God. A humble servant of God. That's the highest. That's the highest. That's an honor. That's a privilege. When Scripture says, be a humble servant, that's what it's telling wives. That's what it's telling husbands. That's what it's telling children. Be a humble servant. It's the greatest thing we can achieve. In saying all that, our dads probably need more support than you realize. They need someone to say, how are you doing trying to lead us? They need someone to fan the flame of what they're needing to do or trying to do in being a godly leader. And I want to say that when a dad leads in a good, godly way, support him always. Even if he failed the last however many times he attempted. He may have failed yesterday as a father, as a husband, as a person, as a Christian may have failed. But if he gets up the next day, if he gets up today and he tries to lead in a godly way, support him, right? Because he's not perfect and he needs encouragement. And when he does well, he needs his family to say, thank you, good job, thank you. Well, honor your father and mother. I just wanted us to have some things to think about this morning with our dads that are maybe a little different than we normally think about. Dads are a blessing for sure, but I wanted to give us a few different things to think about. So if you have a father that's still alive, by the way, that's a blessing to you. If your father's still alive, that is a blessing. And be thankful to God for that. You may not be a father. You may not have a father that lives in your home, but in our church family, we have many fathers. And lastly, I want to encourage you to build up our young fathers that are trying to raise their families in the Lord. When a dad is here with his kids, build them up, just like the mothers. Build them up. They need all the encouragement that they can get. We're going to have an invitation song this morning, Come to Jesus. And you may be here and have heavy things on your heart that you came here with. And we would love to stop and pray for you. There may be one here this morning that's ready to give their life to Christ and put Christ on in baptism. If there's something that you need that we could help with, please come while we stand and sing.
Come to Jesus, He will save.